Come on, you lot, to the table.
Oh, Dad.
Get off them personal devices.
Oh, Dad.
Like it's not the first time you've been told.
Dad.
There's got to be better things in life than flying kittens and puckering Kardashians.
Oh, Dad.
I know. Hard life, isn't it? Impossible to believe. Come on, to the table. You know you want to.
Come in.
She'll be here in a bit. It's a big day, something to celebrate. And there she is. Somebody let her in, will you? Get your shoes off, love, first.
It's right cold out there, I tell you. Monkeys, go on, clear some space.
Put them down, love, and get your shoes off first. Go on.
All right. Hey, you lot, leave them bags alone.
Oh, don't listen to your mum. She's just a bit tired. Put these bags on the table, kids.
No, don't.
It's all right.
What's that, Mum?
What is that?
That's your supper.
But it's a special day. Come on.
It is. Of course it is, love. And I couldn't let the neighbours know. I couldn't let anyone know.
But what is that,
Mum? Yeah, what is it?
Like I said, your supper.
But it...
It's a special
big
day.
It's a good one. It's a big special day.
I know, love. I really do.
Know what?
I know that it's a special day.
It is.
No, what you said, you couldn't let anyone know.
Why'd you do that?
I didn't want the neighbours to know.
Oh, we don't bother. We don't care what they think.
I know, love, and I'm proud you think that way. But I do. They're not going to know.
Know what?
Oh, I'm hungry.
And it's the big day.
But there's no food this time. Seriously, none, kids. I don't know what we've done wrong to have ended up this way.
Oh, love.
I'm starving.
It's not as simple as that.
Dad?
What?
Don't encourage them.
Yeah, I know. I didn't know. Well, I did, but not till just now, did I?
So what are we going to do?
It's never been this bad.
Last weekend, Dad.
All right, but... We weren't ringing your nan's.
And now she's coming round here.
I see what you mean. Bright lass.
I'm bright too, aren't I?
Let me think.
Dad!
Of course you are.
But I really am
hungry.
Yeah,
I'm starving, Mum.
The neighbours. Sorry.
And so you should be.
Well, they've got notes. And we've done all the asking we can. There's no more in that cookie jar.
Is there anything in the house, love?
We've already spent next week's rent, all on food. There's no gas to cook it, even if we had it.
I don't want this to be in front of the kids. It's not right.
You're all right, Mum. We're not bothered.
But I am hungry. It was sprouts at school.
Oh, yeah, again.
But you ate it all, didn't you? Did you?
Well, sort of. We were hungry.
And we know what you say about eating at school.
But it were sprouts.
Oh, kids, you know you have to eat.
I'm hungry.
What have I told you?
Oh, but the other kids, they didn't eat their sprouts.
But what did I?
Easy, love. We'll explain it to them.
Can we go around on that?
Yeah.
She's got notes and she's coming over here tonight, isn't she?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Kids, we'll work something out. After all, we're celebrating.
Yeah, ooh, yeah, yeah, we all got a bump back.
Remission, it's official.
It's all been worth it.
Has it?
Don't even think it. Hey, kids!
Yay! What about the neighbours, Mum?
What's all this about the bags?
Oh, don't bother your Mum.
No, it's all right. I don't know, I just... You know how people are. Look, kids, you have to know the food I've brought back most nights has come from the hospital. Mummy hasn't been shopping. Mummy hasn't been able to afford the shopping for quite some time, and nor's your father. Every night, I've been there for the chemo, and with all this weakness, I've had to spend the money on the bus fare. I wanted to walk, but your dad said no. If he's here looking after you, Rabble, every day, he said, then I've got to listen to him and concentrate on getting better. Bless him. And I'll be honest with you now. I just couldn't walk it anymore. I tried, but I couldn't. And that was the last of our money after the rent, which we've not paid, by the way. Dad's just told us, and the bills, and the money we owe. You're too young to know, but really, as your nan's always saying, you're never too young to learn. We never planned it like this. We never planned any of this. But on a day like today, and when they found out that I'd been spending the last of our money on the bus, and your dad not being able to work because of looking after me and all of you, they wanted to have a whip round, but I said I couldn't. It's not right. And when you're there at the cancer unit, you see so many who are worse off, so much worse. I couldn't, we couldn't. But they started giving me food. And that's what I've been bringing back in those shopping bags every night, hoping everyone will just think it's come from the Morrisons or the Aldi on the way back from the hospital. And now I'm better. No more chemo, no more food. I just didn't want the neighbours to know.
Hey, I forgot. We've got some cake left in the back of the cupboard. Oh, yes.
What?
There was something in the cookie jar. No, kids, not all at once. We'd better leave a crumb or two for your nan. Or not. That'll be her.
I'll go.
Get stuck in, quick.
Oh, Dad!